stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Welcome to North Idaho Radio, 97.1 FM in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. This is Chamber Chat. I'm Joan Urbaniak, Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. Hope your day is going well. Today is going to be a great show. We've invited Numerica Credit Union, Bonner General Health, and Matchwood Brewing Company to join us. But first, both the Chamber and Sandpoint have some great upcoming events. You'll want to mark your calendar. What are you doing tonight? So much is happening in Sandpoint. Why not enjoy live music at Smokesmith Barbecue on Boyer? They'll be featuring Brian Jacobs from 6 to 8. Or join Barrel 33's 1920s-themed murder mystery party. They're down on 1st Avenue, and it starts at 6. Or slip into Ponderay Winery to enjoy We Be Jammin' from 5 to 8. Tonight, at the Panada Theater, the Gothard Sisters, a Celtic music group, will be playing live. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m., and their tickets are still available. Listen to live music by Brendan McCoy at the Matchwood Brewing Company. See, it's a full schedule. Something to do. You better get out there. Now let's talk about some chamber events happening in the near future. Next Wednesday, March 25th, Panhandle Habitat for Humanity will host a business after hours from 5 to 7 at their ReStore location. You're welcome to join us. You know our business after hours, they go on once a month. It's usually the fourth Wednesday of the month, and we welcome anybody to come. And I know that Panhandle is inviting some of their regular customers or wannabe customers, so make sure that show up. I hear that ReStore is really a place to be. Leadership Sandpoint has kicked off their fundraiser to benefit the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. We encourage you to donate to this worthy endeavor, and you can learn more by going to sandpointchamber.org or by following Leadership Sandpoint on Facebook. As you know, Leadership Sandpoint is a leadership development program sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. And of course, our next chamber luncheon will be on Thursday, April 9th at the Marigold Bistro. Donna Griffin will be telling us more about Spot Bus, which I'm sure you've seen around town. Did you know they go as far north as Bonner's Ferry? And last but not least, April 3rd is my birthday. Had to announce that on the air because I'm holding a party, giving a party at the Chamber of Commerce for 300 of my best friends. So stop by. Anybody's welcome. Stop by the Chamber to our visitor center for cake and tiny bites. It's a milestone, my 29th. So I'll see you then. It's time now for a station break, but don't change that dial. We'll be right back with our first guest, Numerica Credit Union, in just a couple of minutes. You are listening to the Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, and 1450 AM in Bonner's Ferry.
Do you know what the scariest sound to hear on a factory floor is? Silence. That means something somewhere broke. Production has stopped, and now you're paying your workers to wait while the team troubleshoots and tries to fix the problem. Finally, there's a proactive way to reduce equipment downtime. Thanks to MaintainX. MaintainX is the asset management system that brings your maintenance downtime to zero. MaintainX lets you build preventative maintenance schedules, manage work orders in real time, and access the data you need to make better decisions. Downtime equals death in the production world, so make unplanned downtime a thing of the past. Try MaintainX for free. Control the daily operations of your business and transform your maintenance program by going to MaintainX.com. That's Maintain and the letter X.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. With spring right around the corner, now's time to inspect your vehicle after months of harsh winter driving. For March and April, we are pleased to announce the return of Mopar's Buy 3, Get the 4th Tire for only a dollar sale. And with the purchase of a new set of tires, we're offering front-end alignments for $69.95. Remember, our certified technicians are performing same-day oil changes. We work on all makes and models, including Subaru, Toyota, and Honda. Pierce Auto Center.
Not everyone is cut out to be a nurse, but if you feel it, that pull to help people, the journey to a fulfilling nursing career starts here. Nightingale is here to support you, whether you're looking to advance your career or just getting started on your nursing journey. We offer award-winning academic and personal support, innovative curriculum, and flexible online learning available no matter where you live. Are you driven to care? Nightingale. We'll get you there. Learn more at nightingale.edu.
If you develop land, you know the frustration. The lot that won't perk. The soil that stops a good project in its tracks. Before you walk away, call EcoJohn. Our discharge-free wastewater evaporation systems can open up properties traditional septic systems can't handle, giving developers and investors a new path forward. No mound systems, no drain field, no sewer. More buildable lots, fewer surprises, better returns. Septic John by EcoJohn. Build where others can't. Visit SepticJohn.com or call EcoJohn today to learn more.
Hear that? Exactly. That's the sound of McDonald's extra value meal. Sausage McMuffin with egg, hash brown, small hot coffee, and sweet golden silence. All for only $5. Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
News Talk 97.1 KSBT KBFI.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat on North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. I'm Joan Urbaniak, Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. In this segment, we're going to be talking with Numerica Credit Union about women in business and financial empowerment. Joining me today are Melissa Gardner, the Sandpoint Branch Manager, and Tammy Andros, the Regional Manager. And I should probably have said maybe Ponderay because you're actually located there. For listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little bit about Numerica Credit Union and the role it plays in supporting local communities and businesses.
So Numerica is member-owned. So basically that means everything we do is about helping our members do better financially and in life. We're really excited to be in Sandpoint now and getting to know families and local businesses here. At the end of the day, it's all about building strong relationships and supporting the community we serve.
That sounds great. Now, the financial industry hasn't always been known for gender balance in leadership and banking. What progress have you seen in recent years with women in business and credit unions?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a lot more women stepping into leadership roles within the financial industry recently, especially within credit unions. So at Numerica, actually more than half of our leadership positions are held by women. And our CEO, Carla Cicero, believes strongly in empowering women to grow into leadership roles and creating opportunities for our next generation.
I think she's a great role model.
Yeah.
She really is. I was able to meet her at the business after, no, it was at the ribbon cutting that did, where she actually cut the ribbon, which we've never done before. But it was very fun to get to meet her. Mm-hmm. What are some of the most common challenges that women are facing when they're starting or growing a business? Now, I'm really talking because you're dealing with a lot of probably women entrepreneurs in Sandpoint, in or around Sandpoint. Tell me a little bit more.
I think one big thing we see is just building the right network of people. So having mentors in place and advisors and people can help guide decisions and open doors for you and surrounding yourself with those experts in your field or in the community. That's actually where credit unions, I think, make a huge difference, as we really try to get to know the person behind the business and how we can support their long-term goals.
Oh, that sounds good. And what resources or tools does Numerica provide to help women build financial confidence and independence? What are you doing for them?
Yeah, well, because Numerica is member-owned, everything we do is really about helping people reach their goals. So whether that's them starting a business or them buying a new home or even just creating a budget. We also offer financial education, personalized banking support, and business services to help people grow their finances at whatever stage of life they're in.
When you talk about education, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think just honestly, just
sitting down one-on-one.
Sitting down and just talking through what their goals are, what are their dreams, and then working through it with them. Where are they at now? Where do they want to be? And helping them make a plan that works for them.
I think women are pretty savvy nowadays about this, aren't they, when they're talking to you? Or do you find you really do need to educate them? Or is it more on your products that you're educating them?
I feel like it's more on our products. A lot of people come in and they have a decent knowledge. I think a lot of times it's just people, especially if they're looking to start a new business, a lot of them have a pretty good idea of what they're looking for. But at the same time, like letting them know what we have to offer to be able to help partner with them to achieve those goals.
And so once they've started this business, how are you supporting them?
I'd say just kind of being a partner with them. So partnering with them, talking, checking in with them even. Like we're big about like calling and checking in, seeing how they're doing and what they need from us.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, sometimes financial topics are pretty intimidating. What advice would you give women who want to take the next step in managing their finances or starting a business?
Yeah, honestly, the biggest thing is just getting the conversation started. So money stuff can be a little overwhelming for people sometimes, and just having someone you trust to talk it through with is really important. And remembering that you don't have to go through it on your own. Here at Numerica Credit Union, we love to partner with our members to help them achieve their goals.
And, you know, just as another thing, aside from women in business, do you find that you have women coming in for financial help who have maybe lost their spouses and they haven't been in charge of the finances before? Is that also a factor?
Yeah, we see that a lot where it isn't always that way. Sometimes it's reverse, but we see it a lot where one person has managed everything for years and years and years, and they need that support walking through what actually has been going on in their account over the years, or how to even start. And they're going through a challenging time in those cases too, where they should be grieving. And so we like to come alongside them and help with the details of the finances and make that a little bit easier for them so they can focus on the important stuff.
That makes total sense. You have a reputation at Numerica for being very community-minded and involved out there. And especially in Sandpoint, I think that you've really jumped in there. I know that you've sponsored some events. Mm-hmm. Why is it important for financial institutions to be active in the community?
I think it's just important because credit unions, and especially like here in America, we really want to strive to be involved in our community, right? Like we're there to support them. Community involvement is a huge part of who we are. And so having that reputation, also having that network of people and letting them know we are there for support if people need.
And forming those personal relationships that
yes.
are so important. I mean, that's the thing. We're doing so much online now, and sometimes I think that we're missing the face-to-face.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's so important, and I think you guys are doing it really well. What advice would you give young women or girls who are interested in careers in finance, business, or even leadership?
Yeah, for me, I think the biggest thing is really just being true to yourself. There's not a single path in finance, business, or leadership if that's what you're passionate about. So making sure you own what makes you unique. Building confidence by taking on different challenges and learning from those. As well, surrounding yourself with mentors and people who inspire you. Those connections are really going to help support your growth and help you navigate through your career.
As far as Numerica's growth, what's the future look like for Numerica? Are you opening up new branches in different locations? I know you're down in Coeur d'Alene and you're in Idaho. Are you in southern Idaho or just northern Idaho where we are?
Right now we're just in northern Idaho. So we do have so we're in North Idaho, Spokane, Wenatchee, and Tri-Cities, and we are opening a new branch in Moses Lake. And so we're always looking at different opportunities on where we can go and how we can serve more people, more members, and get involved in new communities.
Oh, that sounds good. That's a lot of travel for you.
Well,
that's great. If someone wants to learn more about financial education, business banking, or even membership in your credit union, where should they go?
The easiest place to start is going to be our branch, New America's branch in Ponderay. So we're located at 200 Bonner Mall Way. Our team would love to see you guys. You can also learn more about our membership or financial education resources that we do offer, as well as business services, by visiting our website at numericacu.com.
And what community activities are you involved in? I know you're members of the Chamber of Commerce. What others?
The biggest thing is really just trying to find what community events are happening in the areas and jumping in. So as people are asking for support in things, doing that research, I know we're wanting to be involved in Panhandle Special Needs. They have a carnival coming up, and so we're going to volunteer at that as well.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Here we go, Panhandle, right? It's a full circle.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you for joining us. Is there anything else that you want to say or bring out or make sure that our audience knows? Or we've covered it pretty well.
I think we're just excited to be in the Sandpoint area, and we appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and to get more involved in the community. Melissa and her team have done such a great job getting out there and getting to know people, and so we're excited to have more and more members or future members come to the branch and check it out.
Well, we really appreciate you here in the Sandpoint community, and thank you for joining us and sharing your insights about women in business and financial empowerment. It's encouraging to see organizations like Numerica Credit Union supporting entrepreneurs and building stronger communities. So thanks again for coming, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we're going to take a quick commercial break. Next, we'll be speaking with folks from Bonner General Health, so stay tuned.
Stretch your budget and still get the best meat. Try one of Tim's Special Cut Meats' popular packages. The Priest Package is 54 pounds of top-quality meat with chicken, beef, and pork, T-bones, and bacon for just $369. The Spirit Package for $219 is a 32-pound variety of chicken, beef, and pork, and that can feed a family of six for a month. You can also get some smoked sausage and jerky made up. Tim's Special Cut Meats, one block west of Greens Ferry, just off Southeast Way in Post Falls.
Lena K Realty has a commercial property listing with a price reduction down to $599,000. 350 feet of frontage on Highway 95 in Sagal. 3.25 acres and an approved ITD encroachment permit. Ready for your business vision includes a manufactured home, three beds, two baths, a small outbuilding, a barn, and a 40 by 40 shop. One Sagal water hookup included. Southern exposure and views of Baldy Mountain. See the professionals at Lena K Realty. LenaKRealty.com.
Aaron Lewis and the Stateliners on July 31st in Sandpoint, Idaho.
Rednecks north of the Mason-Dixon.
July 31st, don't miss Aaron Lewis and the Stateliners at the festival at Sandpoint.
Country boy, no, I can survive.
Tickets online now at festival@sandpoint.com.
That's country.
Aaron Lewis and the Stateliners.
That's a natural fact.
Panhandle Habitat for Humanity is building more than houses. They're building hope right here in North Idaho. This season, four local veterans were given critical home repairs, ensuring they have safe, warm places to call home. None of this is possible without you. Whether you donate, volunteer, or shop at the Habitat Restore, you're part of the solution. Every purchase, every gift, every hour of service opens new doors for families and neighbors in need. Together, we're building homes, hope, and a stronger Panhandle community.
At Fred's, discover the largest selection of in-stock, get-it-today inventory in our region. Express your personal style with GE Cafe, modern colors with sleek custom hardware to accent any stylish kitchen. Save up to $3,000 with a cafe package rebate. Plus, save up to an additional $800 with an exclusive Buy More, Save More rebate. Customize your kitchen style and take advantage of special savings today at Fred's Appliance. We sell appliances, only appliances.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV.
spring adventures start at R&R RV Center. Right now, take advantage of the pre-season service special and save 15% off labor on your RV service. That's an extra 5% off the already great R&R RV preferred customer discount. Busy schedule? Ask about our $199 concierge home pickup and delivery. Yep, we'll pick up your RV, service it, and bring it back. Easy, convenient, done. Just be within 15 miles of the R&R RV North Spokane or Liberty Lake locations. But don't wait. Appointments and concierge spots are limited. This offer must be booked and scheduled before March 31st. Get road trip ready today. Call R&R RV Center and schedule your preseason service now.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV. From R&R RV, your RV superstore.
News Talk 97.1.
Just to watch him shatter, you're just a step on the boss man's ladder. But you got dreams he'll never take away.
Hello and welcome back to Chamber Chat on North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. I'm Joan Urbaniak, Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. It's now time to highlight Bonner General Health and discuss women in business and leadership in the healthcare industry. And let's welcome Tammy Polinek, in charge of recruitment at Bonner General Health. How are you, Tammy? And welcome. So glad you could be here today.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Let's start out to give our listeners a quick overview of Bonner General Health and the role it plays in the health and economic well-being of the community.
Sure. Well, Bonner General Health obviously is a hospital, and it is we have 7 outpatient clinics in addition to our inpatient hospital. And we, about 12, 14 years ago, changed our name from Bonner General Hospital to Bonner General Health. And that was so that we could expand our focus to include wellness and prevention, as well as illness and recovery.
Well, and that's near and dear to women's hearts.
Very much
so. You know,
so.
Very much. I think that women are even more into preventive medicine than others.
Because their counterparts.
Yes, because they're protecting their children as well
That's
as
right.
themselves. We all have to live a long time, right?
That's exactly right.
Healthcare has long been a field with many women working in it, but leadership opportunities, they do continue to grow, but I think they've been slow in coming, unless you're maybe a physician or you have your RN or something like that. What are some of the ways women are leading and making an impact at Bonner General Health today?
Well, actually, I have to say that we are above the average rate on that. So 3/5 of our executive team is women, and so is 70% of our managers, directors, and supervisors are women.
So how many, many young women probably don't realize how many different career paths exist with healthcare. What are some of the opportunities available?
There are so many. When I went into healthcare 11 years ago, it was a huge learning curve for me. And you do tend to think of just doctors and nurses. We have so many careers that can start at a very entry-level position and move into a more clinical position, like let's say a lab assistant who we train on the job to do phlebotomy. And then with that experience, they can move into the next step. And then with more experience and education, they can move into some of the highest paying jobs in the lab. So we have many career paths like that, both clinical and non-clinical.
You know, I was over at the high school and was really impressed because they were training the CNAs for their certifications. How much of your talent comes from locally here in Sandpoint?
Well, it depends on positions a lot of the time, what the position is. The CNAs, we love them at the high school. We love the health professions class. They come over and do rotations with us. And we do get some of those either before they decide to maybe go on to college or before they go into nursing, they come and work with us as CNAs as well. So we do. There is a lot of people who are local who've lived here for a long time. But we also get a lot of people coming in from the area.
Do you have people also changing careers where they're deciding to go into healthcare?
Yes. Matter of fact, we have had people, we've hired people before that had total different careers. Like they retired and decided to go into nursing.
You know, I think that's very important that people are able to transition into another career because maybe they've put in many years and they just need something new. And especially moving up here to Sandpoint, there are many people who are not ready to retire.
That's true.
You know?
Yes, for sure.
So talk to me a little bit about some of the women at Bonner General and those who have inspired you. What have they taught you? What have you learned as you've been observing them? You know, I know you're in charge of recruitment. So you see a lot. You see progress as women move through the ranks.
We do. Matter of fact, 60 to 70% of our female managers were all promoted from within. So that's an awesome statistic for us. We love to promote from within. I also think that we provide plenty of opportunity for that. We provide scholarships. We provide tuition assistance for them to do that. But I am truly inspired by healthcare is something that there's so many people who have lives outside of work life. Some of them their own health issues. Some of them, you know, with family issues or relationship issues or things that are going on outside of the facility, but they still show up every day and provide excellent patient care. They're compassionate. And I think it's a little bit unique with healthcare. You kind of have to check those other things at the door because you have something else, someone else to focus on.
Exactly. And what advice then do you give to women who are trying to balance a meaningful career with family and other responsibilities?
I will be honest and say that healthcare can have its challenges in that because providing, we exist to provide exceptional patient care, and to do that, we have to have staff. But we try very hard to provide that work-life balance for people so that they have the opportunities to attend events, their children's events, family events, other things outside of the office. And we are successful at that, but it does take good management and it takes team members to all support one another to make that successful.
You know, also mentorship is often key to professional growth. How does Bonner General Health encourage mentorship and support for women who are advancing in these leadership positions?
We do provide one-on-one management coaching with our HR director, Shannon Barnes, and we also provide leadership training that helps with training them communication styles and processes and things like that.
Do you actually travel outside the area trying to recruit people to Bonner General Health?
I do. Yeah, I will go to recruiting fairs at the colleges, Lewis and Clark, down in Lewiston. NIC has them on a regular basis. NIC is a great program. It's a great feeder program for us. We do like that. We love that it's got some programs here in Sandpoint. We also search far and wide. We have, you know, not only our local careers page on our Bonner General website page, but we also list all our jobs in Indeed, LinkedIn, we advertise, you know, so we do a lot of things to try to create that.
Is there a shortage of women in healthcare right now, or even jobs filled in healthcare?
There is a shortage, not necessarily women. However, it's been that gendered expectation and back in the 50s and the 60s when nursing really boomed and it was predominantly female, they are now starting to age out into retirement. So they are retiring faster than we can fill them. The good news is, we have a lot of males that have stepped up into the nursing roles and things like that too.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, hospitals are often, and I think probably in this case, one of the largest employers in a community. How does supporting women in the workforce strengthen the local economy and the community in Sandpoint?
Well, I would say that, first of all, when we hire women to work in our facilities and our clinics, that also brings female financial independence, which goes back into the economy. But also, it helps increase our workforce here. And research says that women in healthcare bring diverse and initiatives and great patient experience to healthcare in general.
Great. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
What would you say to young women in high school or college who might be considering a career in healthcare? What's your pitch? But they aren't sure where to start.
My pitch is come see me. Come see me. We can talk about the many career paths that you can get started on. I would also say volunteer. We have a great junior volunteer program for high school students. I would also recommend that they go ahead and they maybe take entry-level positions into healthcare. So, for an example, if our diagnostic imaging assistant, who is our scheduler, once we train that on the job, they can take that position, work in healthcare, and find out if something in diagnostic imaging is for them, and perhaps go get their certification as a radiological technician.
Wow, that was a mouthful.
That is a mouthful, and I say it wrong all the time. So, or CT technologist or MRI technologist. So it's a good way to work in the system to see if that is something you would like.
Well, you know, healthcare too, you know, it's becoming, it's just really evolving and evolving quickly. What are some exciting innovations or changes happening at Bonner General Health that you'd like to share and that really women leaders are helping to drive?
Well, I would say that happens every day with as many women in leadership that we have there. They're doing process improvement. They're bringing in new equipment, new technology. So we have that happening every day at Bonner General Health just because we have so many women in leadership roles. And we're always progressing.
Definitely. Before we wrap up, what message would you like to share with the community about the people, especially the women, who work every day to keep our community healthy?
You know, I just have to say we appreciate all our staff. We appreciate that they come with that heart of compassion and that when we move in and we are, our males and females provide a very well-rounded, diverse experience for patients, interactions, and that is all part of the healing process.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Tammy, for being with us today. We really appreciated talking with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Chevrolet and Taylor & Sons have designated March as Truck Month, and the centerpiece is Silverado 1500 trucks. As part of Truck Month, Chevrolet has provided Taylor & Sons with a kickback for every new Silverado 1500 sold during the month of March. Without getting too far into the inside baseball, Taylor & Sons decided to make it easy and pass this money back to you. What this means is the lowest prices of the year on every new 2026 Chevrolet Silverado 1500. The timing is perfect, as Taylor & Sons currently has the entire Silverado 1500 Spectrum in stock and ready for delivery. Suspension modified, diesel and gas engine, short and long boxes, work ready to ultra luxury. Taylor & Sons has it in stock. Discounts as high as $10,000 off MSRP and new well-equipped Silverado 1500 trucks starting at under $46,000 plus taxes and fees. You can view our entire inventory of new Silverado 1500 trucks online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled on the site, dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
Selkirk's Pendray Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pendray. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pendray Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Bone, joint, or muscle issues can make even simple tasks or favorite activities a challenge. At Bonner General Orthopedics, we provide advanced, results-focused care using the latest technology. Our expert team explores every option, surgical and non-surgical, and only recommends surgery if it's truly the best path for you and your health goals. We're here to help you get back to living life on your terms. Call Bonner General Orthopedics today at 208-263-8597 or visit bonnergeneral.org to learn more.
This March, it's the $80,000 Lucky You giveaway at Coeur d'Alene Casino. March 27th and 28th, 40 winners each day will take home cash prizes. To earn entries, simply play your favorite video gaming machines with your Coeur Rewards card. Plus, all month long, 100 lucky players will also win $1,000 cash any day, anytime. Two ways to win, $180,000 in total prizes, only at Coeur d'Alene Casino. You can do it.
The winning is just the beginning.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat on North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. I'm Joan Urbaniak, Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here with Andrea Marcocchio, CEO and founder of Matchwood Brewing Company. We're going to be talking about how women are leading the way in the brewing industry. And I know that Matchwood is well known in Sandpoint. Andrea, we're so glad you could be with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's start from the beginning. What inspired you to start your own brewery? And what was it like stepping into what is often considered a male-dominated industry?
About 10 years ago, maybe even a little longer than that, we were living in western Montana. My husband's from Knoxon, Montana. Sandpoint was kind of town for him because Knoxon's pretty small, about an hour east of here. And we had been interning, I guess is the right term, or an apprenticeship under a husband and wife duo in Missoula, Montana at a brewery there called Imagination Brewing Company with the intent of someday maybe opening our own brewery. My husband and I both have different skill sets. Kendon is more of like the technical engineering brain, and I'm kind of the human, financial, extroverted part of Matchwood. And so we make a good pair, and we decided that we wanted to try to do something together. And this is before children. So we had a lot of time on our hands, and we wanted to be in a place that was close to our in-laws and our family and mountains and water. We actually had it in our vows when we got married in 2015 that we wanted to live near those things. And so Sandpoint is a great fit to meet all those pieces. And then having that experience in the brewing industry helped us kind of develop our plan and work towards that. But I do think there's a misnomer about the brewing industry being male-dominated. It currently may be that way, but historically, women were the brewers. And this is, you know, centuries, women were the brewers.
Interesting.
You know, if you go back to Sumerian or Egyptian goddesses, they were kind of the brewer goddesses. Have you ever heard of the beer Ninkasi? That is named after a Sumerian female brewing goddess. So brewing has its roots on the female side. And of course, there's always a good story behind how that changed, which is women were accused of witchcraft in the 1700s while brewing with their special cauldrons and things. Obviously, brewing was a high caloric commodity instead of contaminated water. That was its use in the original days. Obviously, we use it as an experience now and a luxury. But they were accused of witchcraft, and then it became a male-dominated industry after that smear campaign.
Interesting. Mm. I never knew the history. Yeah. Good to know. Women, yeah.
So,
go.
Taking back our rightful place in the brewing industry.
Were there any early obstacles when you two were going into business that, you know, they stand out in your mind? And how did you overcome them?
Yeah, I think they're... folks remember the old granary building that Matchwood is in now was just kind of a warehouse situated right next to the grain elevator. And when we identified that as our location, now what is going to be the carousel was parked in there, all those horses. And we had this metaphor that there were like hundreds of horses and hundreds of carts that we needed to line up to get the brewery to be what it is today. And so folks ask us, how long have you guys been around? And if you, from the day we opened till today, we're in our eighth year. But for Kendon and I, from concept to customer, we're almost at 12 years now. So it took us about 3.5 years to develop the concept, hone in on learning about the community. We moved here. We met people to get financed. We had to take on debt. We had to raise capital. We had to do all of those things. Yeah, there were plenty of obstacles, but I think that is the definition of entrepreneurship, is that you have to be persistent. And so I think women are particularly good at that.
I think so, too. And and also in Sandpoint, people are very friendly
yeah.
and very helpful. I think you've probably found that as you've become more and more established.
For sure.
As a woman entrepreneur, what unique perspective do you feel you bring to this business?
I'm definitely a relational leader where not everything is just the bottom line. Of course, we need to be in the black and make money and pay our staff and do all of those things. But at the end of the day, the relationships in our community are our biggest asset, our team. And I really focus a lot of my time on developing those and honing those relationships and making sure that Matchwood is doing its rightful job in being socially responsible to build a really great place to live. And we feel like when we do that and we lead with that mindset, then the rest will come.
I noticed that you've been able to attract a few high schoolers to work after
yeah.
school and on the weekends and things like that. So basically, you're training them
yeah,
for the future.
We are. We're training the next generation alongside many other service industry folks in town. Like I would say, you can walk in the bakery downtown or other places and you see high schoolers really helping us along. And we really wouldn't make it through the summer without our young leaders. So,
no, I believe that.
Yeah.
What advice would you give other women who are thinking about starting their own businesses?
Don't put yourself just in the woman bucket, for sure. Just like walk in the room and see everybody as equals. I think that would be the first step. And then I think reaching out to other people and developing advisors and folks who have been through similar situations is the best way to reduce, like, you know, hindsight lessons learned instead of maybe being able to predict them. And so once again, a strong community of advisors and friends and family is my advice.
Yeah, that's very important. Now, Matchwood Brewing, it isn't just about beer. It's become a hub for the community. I mean, basically, you guys have events going on almost every night, live music. It's a lot of fun over there. How do you balance running a business with creating a welcoming space for everyone?
Yeah, well, when we first set out, we had a really dear friend who's an excellent storyteller. She's in the marketing industry, and she sat us down, and we wrote a mission statement that has to this day guided our decision-making around how we spend our time and money. And that mission statement is that we are a neighborhood brewery where personal connections foster positive community change through the power of dialogue and laughter, one delicious handcrafted beer at a time. And so there's, like, you know, some key decisions. We don't have TVs in our space. We want people to sit down, look each other in the eye, and have a beer. We have large-scale seating so that families can gather without obstacles. You don't need a reservation. We're usually pretty okay with you moving our table arrangement entirely if that means your party of 20 can have fun and have an extra beer. And when it comes to hosting community events, my background is in community organizing. And so it's a core value and identity of mine that bringing people who play key roles in our community. Like, I think about our opening day, we held a fundraiser on our opening day for a family that was struggling with a health challenge. A father had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. And on our first day open, we raised almost $20,000 for that family. So that's been at our core from literally the minute we opened our doors, and we'll continue to do that. It's the best way to get people having an authentic time when they show up for things just beyond a meal.
Well, and that's what makes them want to come back.
For sure.
You know, that's the fun. What I like is the mention of laughter.
Yeah.
Because I think that's so important, and people, we're losing that, and that everybody doesn't have time just to laugh together and have fun.
Yeah, there's a, I think, a sentiment of isolation. Not only do we live in a rural place, sometimes it's cold and dark. You know, maybe you live far out of town because you can't afford to live downtown. And so if you can come to a place where the vibe is people forward and not televisions and internet and phones, that's a sacred thing.
I think so, too. Well, you've seen the impact that your brewery has had in the community, especially for women and entrepreneurs. Every entrepreneur faces challenges. Looking back, what's been the most important lesson that you've learned as a woman leading a business?
I think space and time when you confront a challenge and taking a deep breath, especially in a small community, is important. And I think it's okay that people are different from one another, and I think valuing diversity in our community is really important. Whether we agree on things or don't agree on things, or if you like a different brewery than our brewery, that's okay. That makes Sandpoint really special that we have these options and that we have a really vibrant ecosystem when it comes. And so I think just having comfort in the fact that everybody's different, and that we can all hold our own space and do that respectfully is like really something important to me as a leader.
You know, thinking about Matchwood, are there any funny or unexpected moments when you were starting up that stand out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love this story. I hadn't thought about this until just this second, but when we were building out Matchwood, we were kind of short on – we did it with the original owners of the building. They helped us. They also had great skills in not only development but also woodworking, et cetera. But we were kind of short on staff, and we put out an ad on Craigslist that said, building a brewery needs help, and got an inquiry right away. And it was a very skilled worker who is now one of our closest friends. And we always look back and reflect on how just like casting a net and trusting the smallness of the community usually gets you something. But yeah, it's like how it wasn't always perfect. It was maybe a little chaotic. And, you know, you're like, anyone, please come help us. We don't have enough people to frame. And then it turns out they're one of your best friends. So that's a great story.
That's pretty special.
Yeah, for sure.
That is. That's great. So what's next for Matchwood Brewing? Where do you see yourself in 5 years or so?
Yeah, so we just had a management retreat up at Schweitzer. We sat around in a circle with our amazing team of leaders. I mean, we have a kid on our team who started when he was 20 and is now our head brewer, has been with us for 6 years. Local kid, grew up here, you know, track star, football player, and our assistant brewer is a local kid. She's amazing, Kalika. And so we have this really great balance of new voices, folks who have been here a long time, and the responsibility of employing people is top of mind, making sure that we're a great place to work and that we can continue to make our wages reflective of the cost of living here. That's like a priority of ours, is the happiness of our staff, and building a culture where people want to work and show up every day and it doesn't just feel like a chore. And then I think long term, like by our 10-year, really feeling like we've hit the milestones that we've wanted to. And so the next couple of years are exciting, continuing to give back to our community as well as being a safe space for everyone.
Well, you have great food and great beer there. I'll tell you that. I know from experience. Before we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like us to know about Matchwood? Or you've covered it all?
No, well, I'm sure there's things I haven't covered, but I'll pitch a few of the beers we have on right now.
Oh, yeah.
We just released a Pog Sour, so this is kind of like in light of the season's change. Pog stands for passion fruit, orange, guava.
Whoa.
So it is a bursting, bright, citrus-forward sour beer that's going to like kind of kick your butt out of winter and into springtime. So come and try that. We also have an amazing hop water on tap, which is an NA product that meets the market in a different way.
Great. Thank you. This has been great, Andrew. I've really enjoyed getting to know you and hearing about Matchwood.
Thanks so much for having me.
So thanks for coming.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm Joan Urbaniak, and we'll be back next month with more local highlights from right here in beautiful Sandpoint.